Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
So Conan,
what up?
I've been training, and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every day. What a product! Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Yeah, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate, just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high-quality ingredients, all in one. It's a comprehensive solution, and it's what you need for your supplemental routine. The Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Conan. That's athleticgreens.com/KONAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this type of product that if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All 3 of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Conan.
Boom.
Next one's from Sean Davis, and the subject is Rolling Deep in Mexico. What's up, guys? This question is for Conan. Most luchadores that I've seen are in more peak physical condition than the average person. I'm also assuming they make more money and have more luxury items than the average person in Mexico. So when they leave the arena, remove their masks, and go out in the public, the people don't see luchadores anymore. You only see guys wearing nice clothes, driving nice cars, eating in expensive restaurants, and surrounded by luxury that most people can't afford. My question is, have people in Mexico mistakenly looked at these unmasked luchadores as members of the cartel? Perhaps the real cartel saw them as some type of law enforcement, or worse, the cartel saw these luchadores as members of a rival cartel. I'll give you an example. I have friends who are Mexican-American and make good money. One day they went on a trip to Mexico, and they were rolling deep in a couple of SUVs wearing nice clothes on the way to the clubs and other special events. All of a sudden, some gunmen see these nicely dressed Mexican-Americans packing expensive SUVs and naturally thought they were members of a rival cartel. The gunmen kept asking, "Where are you from? What business do you have here?" Long story short, my friends were scared out of their mind, but they eventually smoothed things over and made it out alive and back to the States in one piece. Any experiences similar to this that you know of, Conan? Regards, that's from Sean Davis. Conan, tell the story about when you and Norm – tell the story because maybe people haven't heard this. But Norman Smiley tells the story great, but you tell it well too. Tell the story about the time that the cops pulled you over and pulled you guys over in Mexico and were trying to shake you down.
You know, a wrestler came up to me and told me that story during WrestleMania. And we popped at something that I said because that was typical me. But I'm not going to get into too many particulars because Norman likes his privacy. But let's just say that somehow, some way, well, first of okay, what happened was is we needed a place to go, okay? And we were with this other girl, okay? And I was like, well, why don't we go here to this hotel? And he was like, well, she works there. And I was like, fuck. So I actually stopped the taxi driver and I paid him off. So he lent me the taxi for like an hour. And so we went into the fields and we're out there playing around and shit. And all of a sudden, this fucking truck pulls out of nowhere. And like one guy had like a little gun. One guy had a shotgun. One guy had like a musket. Like they all had different guns, which was kind of funny. They're like, what are you guys doing in there? Oh, our car broke down. No. You guys are doing something in there. No, our car broke down and I got out to change a tire. And so I had a big fanny pack full of money. And he goes, why do you have all this money? And I go, because I make a lot of fucking money. And fucking magic, like, you're going to get us in trouble. You're going to get us in trouble. And they just asked the girl, well, she could have really buried us. He goes, were these guys trying to do anything to you? Oh, no. The car broke down. If not, they probably would have taken all my money and we would have been in jail. Yeah.
Right.
But
so what about this about the luchadors maybe mistaken for cartel guys?
Yeah, that doesn't happen a lot. But if they do see, but obviously if you have a nice car, you do have to watch out for rival cartel and you have to watch out for the cops, okay? Because the cops love to extort money down there. So most people hang out very low key unless they're running the city and then they don't give a shit, you know, which does happen in a lot of cities. But it has happened a lot where wrestlers are all in a van, you know, like 12 wrestlers and they get stopped and they go through their bag and to make sure that they're not, you know, with a rival cartel. That has happened a lot.
Next is from Jared Smith, and the subject is WWE's heat with Ric Flair. Hello, gentlemen. There were reports. We're going to suspend this guy for bad grammar, Joe. Jared Smith, 1 week. Hello, gentlemen. There was reports that WWE was unhappy with Ric Flair for going off script for Muta's induction during the Hall of Fame. In all honesty, why should they be upset? They should know that Flair is capable of going to business for himself, especially considering he's at the age where he doesn't care. Plus, it's good to improve a bit. So my question is if WWE is justified. Now, first of all, I want to comment on this because this is, there were reports that WWE was unhappy with Ric Flair going off script. Conan, you were there. You were backstage, and you would be an eyewitness of this. Were they upset with Ric Flair going off script? Is this an accurate report?
I didn't hear anything about that, no.
Okay. Well, if he did go off script with...
I'm saying, how could they not be? Not just how could they not be? It was not good. It was not good.
I don't care. Does anybody really give a rat's ass?
You're going to be called stuff like anti-Japanese wrestling for that. No one cares about Muta.
No, they're talking more about Ric Flair, and this has nothing to do with Muta, really.
Yeah,
his induction speech for Muta was the shits. Now, the reason I asked about it during talks last week was because when Conan, you said there was rehearsals, right? So if Flair rehearsed his speech, then they should have known that he was either going to not do it well or go off the beaten path or whatever. But I don't know.
Well, you would think that after not using him for so many years and letting him come back and... Did he go out with his daughter? Because I saw him backstage with her.
I don't know. No.
But he was backstage with her right before the match, and so was Andrade. And but I don't, you know, you've got to assume Rick's going to be Rick. You're only fooling yourself if you're not, you know. And they were probably thinking, oh, we're giving him a chance to come back. He'll be with his daughter, be with the boys because he loves this. And hopefully he won't go up off script, but there you go, you know. I didn't even hear his speech, even though I was so focused on what I had to do that I didn't even hear his speech.
It just wasn't a very good choice. He only worked with him a couple times in like the late 80s, early 90s. Actually, Flair himself on his podcast.
It's probably an excuse to get a big pop for a for legend.
But Flair said Sting should have done it and obviously couldn't because, you know, he's in AEW. So
the next one is very interesting. Next email. It's from Gabriel Constantinescu. Subject is EO Sky. Hello, K100 crew. My question is for Conan. I respect everything Conan has done for the business, and his opinions carry a lot of weight. But I'm perplexed by his opinion of EO Sky. Conan said she has brought nothing to the table to WWE when her matches are the best in the women's division. In fact, she is called the best female wrestler in the world today. Better than some men, even. I feel like Conan is usually fair with his criticism, but not with EO. Even if she won't be a top star, you can't say she brings nothing to the table. So I'm wondering if there's some personal issue there. Did she rub Conan the wrong way during her time in Mexico or something? Thanks a lot, guys. Greetings from Romania. It's from Gabriel. Wow. Very interesting. Gabriel has the exact same last name as one of the Romanian girls that works in my club, and I wonder if they're related. It's interesting. Conan, go ahead with this, because then I'll comment on this.
Yeah, she was in Mexico with her sister. She was very nice. That's nothing to do with that. Just, I said she doesn't bring anything to the table as part of Damage Control, her and the other girl. What's her name?
I can't believe I forgot her name.
Dakota Kai or some shit like
there you
that.
Go.
Dakota Scott, yeah.
Yeah. Right. Dakota so Kai, I just thought that Damage Control was kind of like a weak group. She doesn't speak English. She kind of like underacts while the other girl overacts. And then sometimes she overacts when she sees the other girl overacting. And yeah, she does have good matches. Nothing special, I thought.
But I don't care. You know? Right. But you don't care for because her character is not really defined. And she's not really like, what's her character? She's a Japanese girl that has good matches. It's like,
so
it
ain't personal.
So I don't really care much. Right. It's just I don't care. Based on
and not only that.
Presented.
Yeah, bro. They gave him a lot of TV time, a lot. They invested a lot of time in them. Does she really mean anything?
I don't know. Let me ask you this, Conan. I don't know if you
I think Asuka's a better worker than her. If you're saying she's the best in the world, just Asuka's better
than
her.
Where I want to.
I think Charlotte's better than her. Yeah.
This is where I want to suspend this guy. Okay, right. Gabriel from Romania. Greetings from Romania. This sentence right here says, in fact, she is called the best female wrestler in the world today. I've never heard that. Okay, so you're saying that's a fact, so you're going to be suspended for misinformation. I think,
well, maybe
I think
that's
if
a
we
bad,
ask,
bad translation into English, perhaps.
It's a suspension. Let me say this. I think it's pretty much a consensus that if we said who is the best female wrestler in the world today, I mean, people in the business, I think 99% of them would say Charlotte Flair. Fans, I'm not sure, but I'm sure it would probably be pretty high. Would you agree with that, Conan? That in the business, who's the consensus in the business as the best female worker?
I think Charlotte.
Yeah. And then, so that's coming from people that are in the business and are trained and booked and wrestled as well. So,
well,
I saw
her match with Rhea Ripley, and I thought that was incredible.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, D.I.
I haven't seen EO Sky in an incredible match yet.
Because you'll like this, D.I. Right. So when we talk about movies and stuff, you'll go to Rotten Tomatoes or IMDb or whatever. With wrestling, there's a site called Cage Match. Where it's the Internet Wrestling Database, said Internet Movie Database. And people will rate wrestlers and matches and stuff. So actually here, EO Sky overall on the Cage Match Wrestling Database is considered a 9.5 out of 10. She has over 340 10 ratings, perfect 10 ratings. So the fans do seem to think she's, you know, very special.
Those aren't fans.
Now,
if you're on a website like that, that's
marks.
Not a
those are mega marks right, like you because yeah, you're on that site
right.
looking at
so
it.
So why would you respect right. Rotten Tomatoes when movie fans comment, right? But you wouldn't.
I don't respect Rotten Tomatoes.
Well,
and I
mean, Disco does. Yeah. There you go.
Well, first of all, Rotten. I trust my eyes is my right. my eye test. That's what I yeah.
Instacart shoppers know groceries. They know that you can't make guacamole with rock-hard avocados. They know how to quickly find those peanut butter pretzels you can never find. And they keep you in the know by giving you updates about your order along the way. Let Instacart shoppers help take shopping off your plate so you can get time and energy back for what really matters. Visit instacart.com or download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum order $10. Additional terms apply. Instacart. Add life to cart.
Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutrition has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get, and after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com, and that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing, that's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show, yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition or boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has done, which has been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have Legacy Subs for men and Legacy Subs for women. Check that out at LegacySubs.com. Boom.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this next one's interesting, too. Next one's from Who's to Blame, or from Wayne Grohlfein. One of the biggest complaints about WrestleMania 39 was the handling of Bobby Lashley. The guy's busted his ass in the WWE for years. Is the best he's ever been, and the best they could come up with for him to do was standing on the stage holding an award that means nothing. For whatever reason, still unconfirmed at the time of writing this, the Bray Wyatt versus Bobby match was canceled, and the IWC is saying they need to book Bobby Lashley versus Karrion Kross, they need to book Bobby Lashley versus LA Knight, etc. Question is, whose fault is this Bobby Lashley stuff? I see people bashing Triple H for it, but how could he possibly book a WrestleMania match with 3 weeks' time to start a build from scratch? On the other hand, I see people bashing Bray Wyatt, but if the guy is injured dealing with a personal issue, it's not like he did it on purpose. What say you, K100? I'll say this. If they could do a spot with Shane McMahon at WrestleMania, they could have done a spot with Bobby Lashley. You know, and Bobby Lashley versus LA Knight – Bobby Lashley could have come out and issued an open challenge, get out like my nine, and Mike got to and just do a 5 minute match, and it probably would have gotten over huge because LA Knight's getting a big pop. It's like, it's very weird that they were left off the show. You know, they haven't done anything wrong. You know,
they should. Have you seen SmackDown yet?
Yeah.
So they showed him in SmackDown, and when he walked into the room when they were playing games, the fucking place just erupted. Mm-hmm. You know,
right.
And that was and he was great in that, you know, making fun of the guy who played video you had games.
And here's the thing: you had a big audience. You could have gotten a really good gauge on what the fans think of LA Knight by putting him on that show in front of that crowd. Like, if he would have got a huge pop, it's like, wow, okay, just reiterate it. Like, we need to push this guy, bro. Like I'm saying, is like I'm worried that with LA Knight, they're not going to pull the trigger because this guy, you need this is one thing wrestling does that they just can't get out of their own way. Somebody doesn't like a guy in the booking, or somebody like you're down, and like you have a guy that's hot, and you don't pull the trigger. They have to pull the trigger right now. The gun is loaded with this guy. You know, it's like he's hot. The people want to hear him cut promos. But when was the last time I had a promo in front of the people? It's been like 3 or 4 weeks now, and well, what is getting him over. It's like almost like they're literally trying to make sure he does not get over. Is what it looks like. You know, when they should be pulling the trigger.
Conspiracy theory a little bit. If you want to conspiracy theory it a little bit, when Vince was still around before he left on his leave of absence, he had LA Knight in the model group under another name. Okay, now right. That he's back around and rumored to have more power, maybe he's just not an LA Knight.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
First of all, Cody, what did you think about what I said here?
Yeah, I agree. You know, we've both been singing his praises. That's one guy. They've done a really good job of anybody that's hot using him correctly, but they haven't done it with him.
Okay, so let me tell you, you know, with Vince McMahon's, I don't think the evidence is there that Vince McMahon is like sitting in on creative meetings now. I think it's a thing where like Vince is like gives his ideas for like the top of the card where you see, you know, just like your basic format, like you know, where do you see this go? Where do you see this go? But the weekly television, I still think is being done by Triple H in the writing room. I don't think Vince is in the weeds yet, but I think Vince is still over the course of these past, you know, seven. How long has it been since he's been out, Joe? Was it back in August or something of like 7-8 months?
Yeah,
now
it was
or something like that?
It was summertime, and then the rumors that he was back.
Okay,
kind of started
even
in February, right?
Conan agreed, Russo agreed. It's like, bro, Vince was never out of the loop. Like, he always probably had his hands in something there, like direction and stuff and thing. You know, there was no way that guy was going to be completely out of the loop. Would you agree with that, Conan?
Yep.
Yeah. So like, his people are saying, oh, Vince is gone. Said, no, he's never really been gone. He's always had his fingers in it and just kind of like, you know, steer you in the right direction. This is where I want to go, and let the writers write, you know, because, like, you know, I mean, I think that's what the evidence is showing. Everybody was saying that all these dirt cheap podcasters and marks and stuff were really down on WWE this past week because they thought that Vince was back running Raw. They're running the show from the gorilla position. And, like, they said he's going to be running SmackDown. And the report was Vince McMahon was not at SmackDown.
He's not at Raw either.
It's like, so what did these get? Right. It's so bro, come on. It's like these people that keep talking, oh, Vince is no. He's always had his fingers in it. He's just letting the writing team do the dirty work. You know, the like getting their hands dirty. So I mean, I'm assuming that, but that's what it looks like to me, and that's from somebody that's been doing this for a while. Would you agree with that?
Yep.
Yo, Conan and Joe.
Ew.
Breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bare. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. LaGrange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and its cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And, like, you heard that. No more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just
Thank
one
God.
Guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lengths, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern Belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, and it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your beard and hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. It's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can
get some Manscaped.
Yeah, get that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think, right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all their products at Manscaped. Boom.
Here's an interesting one. Nietzsche from Nietzsche, our boy from the Shut Up Popcorn.
Shut up and refill my popcorn, yeah.
Shut up and refill my popcorn. So the subject is Latinos in movies about Italian plumbers. Hello, guys. It's me, Nietzsche. With the recent news about how one of the stars of 1993 Super Mario Brothers would not be watching the new Mario movie because they didn't cast a Latino actor. Do you think this is the main reason, or is John Leguizamo sour his Mario movie suck big fat donkey balls? I covered this film for my 99th episode if you want to check it out and bury it or ignore it. Thanks, and that's from Nietzsche. P.S. Coney, you killed at the Hall of Fame. I don't usually watch, but made the exception that night and loved it. Mainly because I've been a fan of y'all since 98. All the best, guys, and thanks for the shout-outs. I guess this new Super Mario Brothers movie, I guess some Japanese guy made it, right? And well, he's got a lot of heat.
It was invented in Japan.
Right. And he stuck to basically, he just wanted to make this like the, just like the video game, right? So there's no like political narratives in it and everything. And like, so the critics are buried it, but it's doing like monster numbers.
Probably, you know, good. Yeah.
For it's that. Not like a, yeah. So, and that, and bro, if you literally, if John Leguizamo isn't watching a movie because there's no Latino act, I mean, that is so lame. I mean, yeah.
I don't know if you, ever played it and shit, the eye, you know, older game back in the Nintendo days and stuff.
Right.
But it's about two Italian brothers. But John Leguizamo in the original played one of the brothers. He played an Italian guy.
Right.
So I guess he wanted a Hispanic guy to play the Italian guy again. And he's played Italians in other. He's very big on non-Latinos playing Latinos in films. That pisses him off. He brings it up all the time. But at the same time, he's done.
But
it
he played Italian. He's played Italian.
He's played Italians a lot.
Very
and he's Yeah.
Typical virtue signaler. You know, like just talking about nonsense, it doesn't really matter. Conan, you got a comment?
Yeah. So who's the guy that's playing Super Mario or whoever it is?
Well, it's animated. Actually, it's animated.
So it's the voice.
Yeah, the voice.
Right. There's no Latino voice on the show.
Yeah, there's no Latino voice.
It's a game about Italians.
Bro, can you imagine that?
Yes.
Imagine if you're right. If you
Luigi isn't that
okay?
Yeah,
Luigi's the brother that John played in the back in the day. Now tonight, in this,
imagine
voiced by Charlie Day.
Imagine making a movie, okay? And it's your movie. You want to make, you know, it's your money. You have a story, and you have a vision of the people that want to play, that you want to play the characters. Imagine having to throw that out the window because you have to look at Latino actors. You have to look at Asian actors, you have to look at black, you have to choose from like a predetermined pool because you have to fit a quota.
Well, it happens.
And like you're making a movie. It's like, you know, I mean, bro, that's, I don't know. The whole merit system is going down the toilet. We're like basically you're selected because of your skills and your ability and the way you treat people. Now it's like if you're a certain race or certain color, boom, you're hired.
Strictly
on that, you know, and that I'm not a fan of that at all. I don't know how anybody can be a fan of that, you know.
Well, here's the thing, that for so many years, you know, in movies, wrestling, you know, politics, everything was just white dominated. You know what I'm saying? And you never saw hardly any inclusivity. But now they've gone so far the other way that, well, they have to be in everything. And me as a minority, I can tell you, I want the best guy, not somebody just because of you know, their race or their sex or whatever. You're trying to, you know, virtue signal or try to make everybody happy. Just pick the best
person
for the job.
Perfect example. Okay. Say like there's a character in the movie. It could be any color, race. It's just a character in the movie, right? It could be anybody. Right. And you want, it's okay. I'd like Denzel Washington to play that role. Right. Or I'd want who's the guy from, the guy from Morgan Freeman to play that role. Like, okay, well, they don't want the role. It's like, well, wait, now I have to get Jesse Smollett to play the role. It's like, I don't want Jesse Smollett. He's not a good actor. So, you know, it's like, but that's like kind of like the mindset is like, well, you have to consider a black actor there. And I'm like, well I don't.
Well, Denzel,
I want a good
played,
one. You know? Like, right. I mean, right. Yeah.
Denzel and Morgan have both played
Morgan Freeman. Right. Yeah.
What? Yeah. Morgan Freeman have both played white characters from novels, and they turned it into a black guy character. Whatever.
Oh, have they
and
really?
They were great. And they were great. Yeah, like
give me,
Morgan
give
Freeman,
an example.
Morgan Freeman in Shawshank Redemption is Red. In Stephen King's book, Red was an Irish guy, white Irish guy. And
really?
Morgan Freeman played him and killed it. Yeah. And then Denzel in
Because you want a great actor. It's like, you know, the base of the band. But people look at that as like, well, it's inclusive because you had a black. It's like, no, I have a great actor playing the role.
Yeah, made it better.
I don't look at his color. I look at, but bro, like the whole thing about anything inclusive, like the fact that like actors are getting a raw deal. Like to me that's absurd. Because when I think of the best actors in Hollywood, I think a lot of people would have Denzel Washington number one on their list. And it's not because he's black. It's just because he's a great actor. It has nothing to do with color or something. So it's like, I don't know how the merit system got excluded to the point where this inclusive system now is like, you know, I don't know. I just think it's crazy. But I think everybody would agree that, like, you know, in this whole thing about racial narratives and acting, it's like that Denzel is easily one of the top two or three actors in the business by far, you know?
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with his
training
color.
Day.
Right.
The guy that he played in Training Day, the main cop, Alonzo, like there was a lot of white guys that they had interest to bring in. They couldn't get them. And it was like, well, shit, Denzel's right. fucking great. And now we're changing it.
Right,
right. He's a black cop.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. So, and he's got selected because of his ability as an actor, which is the way all actors should be selected, is on the ability of their performance. Not just like, right. okay, I'm an actor. I'm this color. I need to have it work. That's crazy. Like, I've never been a fan of that, you know?
We talked about James Bond before. And when it was like, well, maybe we're going to cast a black James Bond. And everybody pretty much on here, including Shane Helms, was like, if it's Idris Elba, who gives a shit? He rules. You know, he's great.
Right.
So
exactly. Yeah. Right. You know, and but there's people that are adamant that like, okay, James Bond is a white. It's like, well, no, James Bond's a British agent. I don't think that's, you know, he's right. a male. How about the new thing where they're trying to make James Bond they're trying to do a female James Bond?
Well,
I'm like, that I think is kind of ridiculous. Like, you know, because James Bond is a male character that gets a lot of pussy. So, like, trying to make the female character James Bond, is she going to bang a bunch of guys? Like, be promiscuous? It's like, I don't know. Like, you know,
there's a female,
Promiscuous
Hulk.
Yeah, they're not
he's
promiscuous.
He bangs a different chick in every movie. That's promiscuous to me. Yeah.
Bro, I mean, but today, right. being a whole, they don't look at it like that as being a whole. They look at it as right. a guy just getting out. Because if you right. hear the lyrics of Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B and just about every other, you know, it's like sucked right. him till he was dry. You know, I did this to him and now he's paying all my shit. You know, I got the best right. pussy. You know, like yeah. they don't give a fuck anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah. Right. Right. Okay. Next is some Randy Vasquez, from friend of the show and roundtables. Mm-hmm. We need to do a roundtable coming up pretty soon again. So
we do, yeah.
Maybe this week we can do one. This mm-hmm. is Dominic. Hi guys. If you're booking for WWE, how would you continue Dominic's heat once his feud with Rey is over? Is it possible he can keep this amount of heat given that his current feud is against perhaps the greatest underdog babyface in history that happens to be his father? Thank you for the great content. I would have Dominic, in a very unconvincing way, try to win back the graces of his father. I think that would get even more to take him next level heat because nobody would believe him, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think, Conan?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea, but you just get a baby face that's really over and have Dominic do something to him and the heat will be there.
Yeah. His character
especially
is so perfect
Balor
right now.
Balor and Priest are still backing him up, you know?
Well, the best thing is like, you can see that like Rey is a good father, like a super nice guy, nice wife. His daughter, it's like everybody loves the Rey Mysterio family. And you look at Dominic and like the kid's hanging out with bad people. He's getting arrested. He's going, it's like he's a terrible kid. You know what I'm saying? So I think he's just doing that character really well right now. And I would continue with that because like, you know, the terrible kid, kind of an insincere way, trying to get back in his father's graces, I think would be a good direction to go.
Conan, what would you say to, since you were involved, the people that say, well, the Hall of Fame should be like protected from angles. We shouldn't do any angles with the Hall of Fame. Okay. But then during your speech, you know, you made a crack at Dom and he walked out. Some people were like, nah, they should have kept Dom in there and had him applauding and stuff. What do you think about that? You think it was the right move to have Dom walk out?
Yeah, that was excellent. That was very well done.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Perfect. It's like, cause especially since there's never been an angle at the Hall of Fame. So yeah, it's like, some
no
people think like, and it acted like it was real. You know, which is right. He just walked out of his dad's Hall of Fame speech. You know, I thought that was a perfect
very
thing to
well
do,
done.
You know?
Yeah, very well done.
Right. Yeah.